start out by thanking everybody listening to this call and everybody that will listen to this call in the future for taking time out of your busy schedule, your busy life, to take some time to get educated. I'm going to be interviewed here tonight by Mr. Richard Dennis. Mr. Richard Dennis is very well known in the network marketing industry. He's helped create many, many millionaires. And I love this type of a call. So this interview call, so I'm just going to turn the call over to Mr. Richard Dennis. Richard?
Hey, Michael. Thanks very much. We're going to do the five pillars tonight. It's been a long time. Gosh. It's over 10 years we've been doing this call.
Yes.
One night a month, one Saturday night every month, and it stands the test of time. And you know, there's still new stuff we learn from it, and people still have questions about it. And as I think about the five pillars over the years. How was it that you originally came up with the five pillars? How did that happen?
Richard, I appreciate you asking me that. Linda and I had built to full-time income in a second network marketing company to see it explode and disappear, and it did it again. And I was distraught. I was upset. I was just devastated. I had grown men, women calling me up crying that their business was falling apart, and I said, why is this happening? This is the second time it happened to us in our career. So when my wife got home, when Linda got home from her mom's, I asked her, she could tell I was distraught. She said, what's wrong, honey? And I said, well, Linda, I said, this thing has blown up again. It's just fallen apart. And she said, well, oh my gosh, you know, how is that? How can that be? And I said, well, Linda, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, you know, why has this happened to us again? What do you think? She says, well, you know, if it's by an accident, that means we got hit by lightning on the same street corner, two companies in a row, 3 years apart. And I said, well, in other words, it's by design. She said, yes. I said, okay. And I said, if it's by design, that means there's a formula. And I told her, I made the decision that night, I was going to join enough companies, get their products, listen in on the conference calls, study compensation plans. I was going to figure out why this thing blew up. If there's a formula, I'm going to figure it out. So I joined over 100 companies. Some of them, Richard, were affiliate-type programs, but there were a lot of them that were traditional network marketing companies that were, you know, $2,000 to join, $1,000 to join, $500 to join. One was $5,000 to join. You got a lot of product. And so I joined these companies, got their product, got the comp plan, got plugged in, and I started looking at it. And I learned so much through that process. And what I learned was that to be successful in this industry, the companies that were successful had incredible success, had some pillars, and I call them pillars because, you know, I come from a building background, and we start with a foundation. You know, if you're on weak soil, if you're on mucky soil, you can drive pillars down in the ground and then build your foundation on top of that. I built an observation tower. It's over 100 feet tall. Those poles are driven 80 feet in the ground, Richard, to support this 100-foot tall observation tower. You know, so pillars just made sense to me. Rock solid pillars. So we come up with these five pillars that have to be in place. After I come up with the pillars, I thought, okay, I'm a blue guy. I'm going to go get a company to just become a five pillars company. So I had the bright idea. I started doing consulting for network marketing companies. And I did that for almost 2 years. And Richard, when I got to everything, they loved everything I shared, all the pillars, loved it, until I got to the compensation plan. That's where I lost them every time. And I realized, wow, why is that? Greed and ego is a huge issue. So the five pillars was born. And we started looking for a company that was a five pillars company. And we joined one. And it has been an incredible journey, and we've got incredible success working with a Five Pillars company. So we do this call to educate people on those five pillars.
Okay, so what are they?
Okay, that's great. Great question. Let's start out with pillar number one, company management experience with integrity. I'm telling you, Richard, integrity means, you know, what you do today, they do tomorrow. So research, what have they done in the past? What have they done in the past? What's their track record? But more so, Richard, you know, you are a perfect example. You know, when you've built a business, a network marketing business, and you've had a meeting, you know, you drove 2 hours one way to go to an event, and 20 people are supposed to be there, and two show up, and they're both distributors, and you do the meeting, the training anyway, you drive back, you're exhausted, you pull into a rest area, you sleep for an hour so you can get back home, and then you go to your job that day, you learn about certain idiosyncrasies and things by building a team. You learn that it's a relationship business. You'll go again tomorrow for another 20 people because you said you would. You said you would. So pillar number one is company management experience with integrity. Have they built it? Have they built it? See, Richard, if they haven't built it, how can they manage a company? Richard, it would be like you, let's say, let's look at the Eiffel Tower. There was a group of engineers that structurally designed that structure and certain size beams and rivets and to build that structure. And could you imagine, Richard, if you just decided, I'm going to go design the Eiffel Tower? You don't even know anything about engineering? Probably not going to work. Probably not. But, you know, some of the greatest musicians in the world, you know, they had to learn how to play the piano or the guitar or whatever that was. They learned to write music. Well, how about if you just decide, I'm going to be a rock star, and just because you said you wanted to be one, and you go try to be a rock star? What's the chance of what? How about a marriage counselor? You know, Linda and I have been married 44 years. If we needed marriage counseling, would I go to somebody never married? Would I go to somebody that's been married 4 or 5 times? Or would I go to somebody that's married 50 years, 55, 60 years? I'm going to go to the one that's got the longevity. I'm going to go talk to the one that has raised healthy, successful children that emulate them, their success. That's what I want. I want to go talk to that person. That's who I'm going to talk to. So if you think about it like that, in the network marketing industry, if the owner of the company, if they haven't built it, they don't have a clue of the problems we run into out in the field. I'll give you an example. If a company owner has built it, he knows there's two of the biggest stumbling blocks we have as distributors, and that's if we don't have a guideline product claims that we can make on a product, we start making up our own. That's what we do. We're marketers. But companies should have their own literature that you can say, what you can say and what you can't say. And if they produce that literature for you, the other one is income claims. You know, if they've lived that, then the company should produce documents for us to say, okay, this is how many people are in the company, this is how many at this level making this much money, here's the average of these many people making this much money. It's called an income disclosure statement. Companies should give those to us. But you know what, Richard, if you've never been in the field, if you've never built a business, you don't know you need those things. You don't know that those are tools that we need, just like a carpenter needs a hammer and a level and nails and lumber to build a house. Those are the tools we need, some of the tools we need to be successful in network marketing. So pillar number one is company management experience with integrity. You know, when they have integrity, go read their policies and procedures. You know, there's a really well-known company out there that you can't retire from. They say you got to have new sales monthly. They got volume, massive volume requirements for you to keep getting your residual check. Well, guys, isn't this about retiring? Build it once, build it big, build it to pay your children's children and retire from it. You know, so don't be fooled by a contract that says you got to have ongoing new sales. Read the contract. Make sure you're not roped into something that you're not aware of. I'll give you an example. I got a coaching call for a lady lived in Australia. She was with this one company for 13 years. She got sick. She was making about $30,000 a month. She got ill. She had cancer. She was very ill. She almost died. She basically, many, many, many months of recovery, she couldn't do her leadership points, what she needed to do to get her $30,000 check. Her business, her income dropped to less than $3,000 a month. All because there was a clause in the contract that said, oh, by the way, you have this ongoing new business, and they talk about distributors and customers. Well, shouldn't we know that going in, that we can never retire from that business, Richard? I think so. So that brings me to pillar number two, timing in the company, timing in the industry. This is huge. This is huge. I'll give you the best example I can, and I can talk about this because company's bankrupt and gone. There was a company called XL Telecommunications. And back when the federal government deregulated phone service, basically you got three of the big bells. And they basically had monopolized and owned the whole thing. So they said, well, you got to break these companies up. So there became a bunch of reseller companies. They were reselling long distance. They were resellers. But they were buying it from the three big bells. But at least it was an attempt to break it up. So when that company, when XL started, those big bells, Richard, they had your mother's phone service, Richard, for decades. And they weren't about to give your mom's phone service up without a fight, right?
No.
Yeah. So in the beginning of that company, the first couple of years, they couldn't even get a phone switched over. They couldn't get it out of your mom's name, you know, from the big bell over to the new company, because they had things like, okay, well, you have to submit this document and it has to be signed in blue ink. Well, they faxed these forms in and now it comes in black. Well, that's not blue ink, Richard. That's not an original document. So XL had to go sue the big bells to get them to release their customers. It was a battle. So the people that joined XL in the first couple of years, they quit. They starved to death. They didn't make any money. They were flat broke. They weren't making any money because they couldn't get customers. Shortly after that, when they started getting customers, they had massive, massive, massive growth. And I had several of my friends that were top income earners in that company. And what they shared with me was, as the company got bigger and bigger and bigger, and there was more resellers, they were more competitive, so the new people would come in and lower the percentage price, what they'd sell long distance for, and so they would have to lower their rates. So if you were making so much per month off of a phone bill, next month the phone bills dropped by 40%, your income drops by 40%. Well, after several years of that going on, all of a sudden, now we've got free long distance. Rich, back in the day, I used to have, you know, $500, $700, $800 a month phone bills. Now, I got internet service and it comes with phone service. I don't pay anything for it. It's flat rate. So when I talk about timing in the company, timing in the industry is just critical for massive, massive success. You know, you can be at the right place at the right time and create incredible success. You are probably one of the best success stories with that alone. You were a customer of a mineral toddy drink that helped you with your arthritis. You were a bus driver. And one day you get a phone call from the owner of the company and said, hey, Richard, we noticed you've been a customer for a couple of years. We're coming to town and going to do an event. Would you like to come? And you said, what kind of event is it? They said, well, this is a network marketing opportunity. He said, really? So you went to the event. And you came up with a brilliant, 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 brilliant idea to take a tape. I think it was five or six tapes in a tape series. And you just took one of them and renamed the tape. You called it Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Not only did that company go on to create many, many, many millionaires in their company, there were dozens and dozens of companies that used the same tape to create millionaires in their companies. They sold more mineral toddy, and it was all because of timing in the company, timing in the industry. Today, that market's gone. That market is gone. So timing in the company, timing in the industry is something you gotta look at. Number three, product. Every legal company has products, but they gotta be remarkable products. So you gotta have remarkable products, but wait a minute, stop. They have to be value priced. They have to be value priced. I did a coaching call the other day for a young lady, and we're talking, and I said, so what is the monthly commitment for you to be a distributor in your company? Oh, it's only 100 BV. I said, oh, wow, okay, that's great. What does that cost you? A little over $200. So wait a minute. Whoa, that's way off. So if we've got a remarkable product, it has to be value priced. It has to be value priced. Because what happens, I'll give you a good example. There is a very, very, very well-known publicly traded company, been around quite a while, and they've got a vitamin supplement, Richard, that retails for over $100 for a month's supply of a vitamin. Okay? Now, there's another company that has the exact same product manufactured by the same manufacturing company, and they sell it for $50. Retail. Double the price, Richard. Well, listen, just a little bit of research, and you start researching around, and you find out, oh my gosh, this product's twice as expensive as at this other place. So you got to understand, remarkable products, everybody's got them, but they have to be value priced. In other words, if we look at the network marketing industry, there's a sweet spot. There's a sweet spot. And products, a monthly commitment to products need to be somewhere around $100, $120, $80 to $120. That's the sweet spot. The sweet spot. Why? Because that amount of product is usually what people can consume themselves and be their own best customer while they're going and getting retail customers. So pillar number three is remarkable products, value priced. They got to be value priced. When we start explaining, Richard, why the product's so expensive, we sound like idiots. We literally sound like idiots. In other words, that's when we start talking about the mold scraped off the side of the volcano every other full moon, and you know, one, everybody wears white lab coats, and those are expensive because you get those all stained up, and you got to, you know, really bleach them out, and blah, blah, blah. That's how stupid we sound, Richard, when we try to explain why this vitamin product's over $100 and the competition's $50, and it's the same product in a different colored box with a different name on it. Exact same product.
Hey, Michael, how many, when you mention that, how, I know it's not many, but how many manufacturers are there that actually supply products to most of the network marketing companies in the U.S.?
There's not over a half a dozen.
Okay.
There's so not over a half a dozen.
That means almost everybody's using the same products.
Yeah, real close.
Whatever they call them, or whatever they say, whatever they charge for them.
You got it. Richard, I had the blessing. I went to a company. In other words, this was a manufacturing company, and they were showing me, because I was the top income earner in that company, they wanted me to go look at the manufacturer because of this new technology they had. And they had a wand, a wireless wand probe, if you will, that when raw ingredients comes into the factory, before they offload it off the truck, they stick the wand in it, and in the computer screen inside the building, there's a fingerprint of what is the actual raw ingredient in the barrel, what the white powder is, okay? And it has a blueprint. Well, this company has millions of blueprints of products. And the reason they had this technology was if you had any contamination in there, let's say, for an example, there was a hole in the floor of the truck and it was a diesel and it leaked diesel fumes inside the truck and contaminated the white powder somehow, it would show something of a contaminant in the thing, which changed the blueprint. Well, when I had the opportunity, now they swore me to secrecy, you know, you can't say about this, talk about this, and share this. It was many years ago. But when I walked into the home office, they had a shelf around the ceiling about 6 feet high, and the ceiling's about 10. They had a shelf that ran around this whole huge office lined with products, network marketing company products. And there was over 25 different companies' products on those shelves manufactured by the same company.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah. Blew my mind. So very few companies actually make their own stuff. They say they do, and here's why they can legally say it. It's their formula. They came up with it. Who puts the formula in the bottle or in the box? They don't have to tell you that one. It's their formula. It's their proprietary secret, blah, 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 blah. But the reality is, Richard, when you understand that you got to have remarkable products, but they've got to be value priced, it's the magic right there. Magic. You could have the product that cured cancer and grew hair back on bald heads, but you know what? If it was too expensive, people aren't going to buy it. It's just that simple. Just that simple. And that brings me to pillar number 4, compensation plans. Compensation plans. This is a biggie. You have to have a compensation plan that pays the part-time person. It has to pay the part-time person. Why? Why do I say that? Because 96% of your organization, when you build it, are going to be customers and part-time people. 4% of your group will be the super recruiters, the builders, the full-time income earner people. So Richard, if 96% of your group is part-time people and you can get a check in their hand, get money in their pocket, and keep 96% of the people doing the business, can you see the impact that's going to have on your check?
Sure. You know, they're going to build, plus they're going to continue ordering products. So
but
that's good.
So should we design a comp plan that focuses for the 4% like many companies do? Wrong answer. I'll give you an example. Break down, if you bring the company $1,000 worth of business, what kind of money do you make? What do you get off of that? You know, what's that look like? I got a phone call from a guy 3 years ago, and he was all fired up and excited about this brand new product. It was going to revolutionize the network marketing industry, blah, 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 blah. And I knew the name of his company, and I knew it was publicly traded, and I knew they had exorbitantly high product prices. So I told him, I said, stop. I said, I'm not a prospect for you. Well, I was just excited. I just had to tell you, you know, if you didn't know about this new product, blah, 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 blah. And I said, whoa, 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 stop. I'm not a prospect, but don't you want to know why? He said, well, yeah. I said, good. See, I'm about coaching and mentoring people, Richard. I just want to educate people. So I said, do you make $10,000 a month? Yes. I said, how long have you been with the company? 14 years. Awesome. Now, I knew this company at the time was about 30 years old. You've been with them, you know, 14 years. Awesome. 13, 14 years. Great. So I asked him a question. I said, do you know how big your team was and how much volume they were doing when you were making $10,000 a month? He said, no, but I can look it up. He came back to the phone. He had a bonus report, a paper printout report. He said, well, Michael, I had a little over 4,000 people all doing about $100 a month in volume, and I make $10,000. So I said, okay, every month, 4,000 people spend $100, customers, distributors, whatever that looks like, you make $10,000. Is that correct? He said, yes. I said, perfect. In my company, I hit the same $10,000 mark with less than 400 people doing the same $100. Now, Richard, shouldn't we know that number? I mean, it's like logical, right? In other words, Richard, if you were going to go drive a bus, wouldn't you ask him, well, what do you pay me an hour? My salary, or do I have to work 40 hours? Do I make $20 an hour? Do I make $2 an hour? You're going to find out, what do I make? What are you going to pay me to do a certain job? Whatever that is, you need to know that number. Well, in network marketing, it blows my mind. People get in and they just get all fired up and excited and they think, well, somehow I'm going to make some money. I don't know how, but I'm going to just do that and it's going to work. It's going to be magic. I love it. I'm excited. So that brings me to pillar number 5, a proven duplicatable system. Richard, you got to have a coach, a mentor, a proven duplicatable system. If you don't have a duplicatable system, you are dead in the water. Network marketing companies themselves should internally have that system for you. And if it starts out with making a list of friends and family, run. That's not a system. That doesn't work. This is why we created Mentoring for Free 11 years ago. See, anybody in any legal network marketing company, a 5-pillars company, can use the Mentoring for Free Pro system to build their business. And we're going to help them get educated on the truth. We're going to help them find people looking for them. Here's the magic, Richard, about the system. We've had hundreds of thousands of ebook downloads over the last 11 years. And every person that has ever downloaded my book believes in network marketing, the philosophy, or the business model, or they'd have never downloaded my book. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not trying to convince ballerinas to be carpenters. It's not what we're doing. We're talking to carpenters. Just that simple. So having a system where you can target the market and find people that want to be in business. They're either looking for a business opportunity or they're in a company. And what's amazing, if they're looking for a business, you've got a great business to show them. And if they don't join the business, they can be your customer. No question about it, if you've got remarkable products. You know what? And if you've got people that are in companies, you can help them build their company and they can still be your customer. And when they use the system, they can turn around and they can do the same thing and they can have the people that are in companies at least be their customer. I had a guy download my book 8 years ago. He downloads my book, he reads the book, loves the book, he plugs into Mentoring for Free, the system, and he's using it, he's building his business. He was in a service company. And after 8 years, it blew up. Well, he'd been my customer for 8 years. When his company blew up and it went away, he called me up on a Sunday. He says, Michael, my company blew up. You told me to watch out for service companies. They're volatile. You told me. You warned me. I was making 6 figures last month. This month, nothing. They sold the company. It was so profitable. The first thing the new company did, it was publicly traded, do away with the pay plan. So he went from 6 figures to nothing. Richard, yeah. In a month, we had 3,256 partners, customers join my team in a month. Now, it took 8 years to make that happen. But the point was, he was my customer for 8 years. He fell in love with my products. No question about it. So when his company blew up, who did he come to want to join a business? Just that simple. So pillar number 5 is a proven duplicatable system. Proven duplicatable system. And Richard, we're at the bottom of the hour, my friend.
Yes, we are.
And guys, I want to thank everybody for taking time out of your busy life and schedule to get on this call and listen to this. And I really, really hope you get the power of the 5 pillars. We want you to build it once, build it big, and build it to pay your children's children. So make sure you get back to the person that sent you this audio and you're listening to this call. Get back with them and get plugged in. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, and the purpose of the 5 pillars is really simple. It's to give you some ideas of how to select a network marketing company in order for you to be successful. So Michael's giving them some great pointers tonight, and hopefully you can use those to if you're looking through sorting through network marketing companies to cast your future with. So thanks everybody for being on the call tonight, and we'll talk to you again on the next call. Good night, everybody.